We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Week 7, Bachelor in Paradise. The end is near for real this time. We can actually see it just down the road.
Yes. 2 more weeks after this week, and except 4 more episodes, of course. So we get 2 more weeks and then we'll see what happens.
1 week of one episode of 2 hours was a bit of a tease, I have to say.
Yeah, it was only 2 hours, and we feel like we did not accomplish anything. We're used to 2 hours a week, like with a regular Bachelor or Bachelorette, and we get so much, except this week was really like pretty much one event, and it felt like it could have been summed up. Like, this meeting could have been an email type thing. Probably 15 to 20 minutes we could have done this whole thing, but you know,
yeah, filler. When we found out at the beginning of the season that ABC had bought more episodes, this is the perfect example of where they say, well, we need to provide them with another episode so we can just plop one in this week, push it out, the whole thing out an extra week, and oh, we'll take this like half a day and make it a 2-hour episode, and like, okay, all set.
Yeah. And throw in a to be continued.
Right. And that's makes it even worse because there's literally 3 storylines, really only one that matters, but 3 storylines. And you then get to the end and it's like, oh, never mind. We're not going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Come on.
You have to wait.
And so, I mean, let's tackle the big one right out of the chute, which is the roller coaster that was Rodney's night.
Poor Rodney. I love him.
Everybody does. And
clearly, like, everyone was so distraught. And I mean, I was expecting obviously no one wants to see him leave the beach and leave, because he's like, his presence and vibe is just so like crazy. And we don't get that, that positivity much in this franchise anymore. So he's really like at the top of the list of that game. But everyone was crying. Like, everyone was just so distraught by it. And like, for an obvious reason, like, no one wants to see him hurt. If anyone on that beach deserved it, it was sad, but I guess dodged a bullet at some extent. If she really wasn't feeling it, like, at least it wasn't going longer than it should have.
I understand when she's saying, oh, well, when I chose Rodney over Justin, I felt the pressure because everybody likes Rodney. And I think we proved that point too. Like, literally, yeah, Everybody is, Rodney's the best, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Did she really think that if she picked Justin, people would revolt? They'd be upset because Rodney was going home and they wouldn't get it. Because, I mean, even Victoria was a shaker. But we move on.
Right. It's no one else's relationship but your own. So trying to be in a relationship to make other people happy, it's not going to end well. And it didn't.
And you're talking about 10, 20 other people, whatever, that have all been in a relationship for the last day and a half. So, I mean,
yeah,
it just seems so bizarre for her to sort of lean into that as the reason why she made the decision that she made. I mean, once her and Rodney sort of had their come to Jesus moment when he said, you're right, I'm so sorry. Because there seemed to be a lot of that going around of people not actually wanting to say what they wanted to say. Like, I didn't want them to go on a date. I don't want to go on the date, but neither says it. And then someone else, I didn't want to go on the date. I didn't want them to go on the date. No one says anything.
Yeah.
So once they finally got over that, and Rodney says, you're right, I was wrong. It'll never happen again. It's all you. She seemed to jump on board. Everything's great. But then immediately runs over to Justin. And because he has some gummy bears,
yeah,
all of a sudden, Mr. Meme is right back at the top of the list again.
Yeah.
And maybe you can try to sell me on this, but what is the draw of Justin? Because I don't get it.
I don't get it either. He was a lot higher, on the list before Paradise started. Like, everyone loved Justin as much as, if not the same as Rodney. I feel like before, like, on his season, like, he was just he had that positive, like, he had the facial expressions. Everyone loved him. And then he came to the beach and he's kind of like, he kind of went through a lot of people. And I think he fell down on a lot of people's lists from there. I don't get it. I don't get a lot of them, honestly, but like Logan, like, I just don't get it.
And I don't remember who said it, but not just that everyone likes Rodney, and this was not an attack on Justin, because Justin seems whatever, he's fine. It's just Rodney seems so above everyone else.
Like, yeah.
Okay, this should be
an easy choice. Can't really compare anyone.
Right, and I don't remember who said it, but beyond the two of them, you know, who you would pick, fine. Put that aside and just go to the fact that Rodney was pretty clear that Eliza was his top number one.
Yeah.
And Justin, from the very beginning, the only reason he wasn't with her from the beginning is because she wasn't there.
Right.
And once she was there, it was over. Like, oh, yeah, yep. Like,
bye.
Whereas Justin was on the beach, bounced around as many people as he could, which is part of the show. And I get that's fine. That's why we watch it. But then he goes home just to come back and as his like fourth option and then saying like, oh, you're one of the people I wanted to see. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't get how to her that was overwhelming of an argument. I was like, yeah, my second trip down here in a week, and now I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
After I've been with five different people.
Yeah.
Where,
give me a chance or I'll go home.
Because if you want to talk about Rodney, hey, he was doing whatever with Lace, sure, but not while Liza was there. Like, as soon as she showed up, it was deuces. This has been fun, but this is the person that I told producers was my, you know, number one star, underline, bold, you know?
Right.
And so even if you just look at it, who was actually interested in you? Justin was sort of interested just because I think he wanted to be back on TV.
Yeah.
And I mean, judging,
that's the only look that it gives, really.
Totally. And judging by the fact that, now who knows how it's going to actually go, but the clips they are showing us from next week, because eventually when Rodney and Eliza finally have their talk, which we'll get to in a second, you know, she heads, I'm gonna find him in Baltimore, and just shows up at his door. He doesn't look excited to see her, and then B sort of has the same reaction that Rodney had once she broke up with him, is that this doesn't make any sense to me. Like, whoa. And so for Rodney to, when they're having their conversation, to say like, why would you choose him over me? And then she said, yep, you know what? Don't even want to know the answer.
Yeah, it's fine.
But when she chooses him, and you just knew it was sort of like going the way of a horror film where everything's great. And then cut to Eliza crying in the bed. Everything's great. Oh my God.
You had to know
my wife.
Yeah, you had to know, because we didn't see Eliza for a while, and all this positive talking with all the other people on the beach was happening, you had to know something was not right.
And so Eliza finally shows up, and the fact that she's in for Bachelor in Paradise full clothing was probably a bad sign.
And sneakers. And
yeah, in sneakers, which is for Rodney normal, but for everybody else is not normal.
Yeah, no, not for girls.
So they go and chat, and I'm just curious your thoughts as someone that has let men down gently before. Your thoughts on Eliza's line of thinking when it comes to why she was choosing Justin, or at least why she told Rodney why she was choosing Justin over him.
I mean, I think she did it as honestly as she could. She really just basically laid it right out there and said, I woke up and I was not happy. I thought all these feelings would go away. And I think I made the wrong choice for me. And she kept saying for me, which I thought that was at least, you know, obviously Rodney's the right choice for a lot of people and for most situations, but she kept saying the right choice for me. So clearly there was some disconnect in the feelings on her end with Rodney. But I don't know. I don't think she really knew how to have this conversation. And she kind of just threw sentences together to make him feel like, no, I do have feelings for you. And I have, you know, I still care so much about you. But like, this is what I'm feeling with Justin. And I don't know. I feel like maybe it was too much information for Rodney. Like, mm-hmm. You could have just said, you know, I think I made the wrong decision. I feel a deeper connection with Justin. And I mean, Rodney went for, like, he would ask the questions, but she could have just been like, you know what? I'm going to go try, see if it works with him. I still care about you. I wish you the best. Peace out.
Because when she got into the explanation portion, I don't think telling him, oh, I chose you because it felt like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And I felt the sense of loyalty and pressure from everyone. I don't think that was helping.
No, that's probably that's the complete opposite of what he would want to hear.
Just, yeah. And short and sweet. Because the more she kept going and sort of, well, I guess I'm going to say one more thing and one more thing and one more thing.
Yeah, just stop.
It was so much worse. And Rodney, for as much as he was trying to keep it together, was clearly pissed off. And you heard him say it later, you know, it was probably more embarrassment than anger. Yes. But it just, even for him to go through, I just want the best for you. If this is the best for you, then that's where you go, do what you need to do. And wasn't even looking at her and sort of walked away. And when you can see from 50 feet away that it's not going well, because that's when I want to see. And they said Andrew, with him thinking, it's going to break my heart even to watch it from afar, to get the thumbs down that quickly. You're like, yeah, that's so clearly not going well.
Yeah, and it's fun. Like, before the rose ceremony, I feel like she was completely emotional, distraught, like every kind of emotion, because she could not make up her mind. And I think, like, it really felt like before the rose ceremony that she couldn't decide between Justin and Rodney. But I think, like, looking back on it, it was, I want to choose Justin, but everyone wants me to choose Rodney. And I feel like I should do what everyone wants rather than go for who I want. So it was funny to, like, think back to it after she said how her feelings for Justin, like, I thought it was, she really couldn't decide, like, both great guys. I don't know what the future will look like with either one of them. I need to choose. But now looking back, it's, you know, it's definitely Justin. I want to make everyone else happy and not make everyone upset. So I'm going to choose Rodney and just hope all those other feelings go away. And they did not.
So, I mean, I'm watching this and sort of getting upset at her for all the reasons we talked about. And, but I keep writing in my notes, like, she should have to leave. Like, I kept thinking she was going to stay and they were going to bring Justin back to the beach and I was going to friggin' lose it. And all I kept saying was, oh, no, you're leaving. Like, this is not a Michael A situation again, which was a total shit show. Like,
yeah,
you're saying the person you want is gone. You're gone too.
Right.
And so thankfully she did. And I give her credit because that made me feel better about the fact that, yeah, she was actually making the decision she wanted to make and not just, I don't know even how to put it, but it clearly wasn't, as she was saying it, I was thinking, oh, she's doing this and she's just going to want to stay on the beach longer. And so the fact that she was, nope, I packed up my stuff and I'm leaving no matter what, I'm like, okay, I feel a little better about it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Rodney leaving?
I mean, he didn't have any other connection there. I think Eliza was really basically his top pick of, you know, across from, except for, I don't even remember the Teddy. And I think there was like one other one he named. So I think he was really just truly heartbroken. And if you're heartbroken like that, how can you wait for, see if someone walks down the next couple of days like that you don't even know? I feel like he's just like, I'm done. Now I have to heal from this. Mm. Because he was all in. Like, he did not even look at another girl for all those weeks, even when she was trying to figure it out. So I think he was just like, now I got to heal, decide if I'm going to put myself back out there at some point. But this is, I feel like he was truly heartbroken. Like, he's like, she was my future. Like, that's pretty deep for only a couple of weeks.
Well, because you saw that in Victoria's face when Andrew or someone said, like, oh, yeah, all those things that he said about her, eyes wide open, because obviously that's the one thing she sort of has wanted from,
right,
from Johnny. And so she's like, oh, he said that? Oh, that's incredible. So the reason that I sort of wanted Rodney. No. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's part of it. One of the reasons I wanted Rodney to stick around, it not just because, you know, he looked like someone that, like, you know, just lost his best pup, you know, and you're just like, oh my God, you feel so, and not even Rambo, like someone even better than Rambo. You just felt so bad for him. And he's the best dude. So you want him to stick around. But also, you know, I talked about the Michael A situation where he broke off a relationship because, oh, I'm not ready to be serious, whatever. But then he chooses, no, I'm going to stick around. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, maybe it's working out with Danielle, so fine. You know, hindsight 2020 type situation. But in this case, he's the one that was broken up with. And while I see exactly what you're saying and ultimately what he was saying, because he made the decision to leave, it's not like they told him to leave.
Right.
I just think with so many people having him at the top of the list, I really would have liked him to stick around, spend time with his bros, mm-hmm. have them try to sort of pump him up. And then when all these women that they're still going to bring down to the beach, they get there and find out, wait, Rodney's here and he's single?
And single.
I understand that doesn't create the same drama, much like bringing Danielle down when there's only one person available and the person, they know each other. Fine. But when you have an all-time favorite guy, he's heartbroken, he's in tatters, you can have maybe someone else he was interested in come down and someone that's really interested in him, mm-hmm. and we get more Rodney on our TV.
Yeah. I think he was truly just like completely heartbroken and is like, I'm not doing this again. I need time. I need time to, you know, get my mind straight, like heal from this heartbreak. Mm. And like, I don't think he had any, I'm not sure if he even thought about.
No, clearly he didn't.
He was just like, all right, bye. Like, I don't care if more people come down.
I know.
It's just.
I just wish his bros who were all crying would have dabbed him up and said, listen, let's go down to the pool and we'll jump around and we'll just chill. We'll have some drinks.
Yeah.
Make you feel better. And then we'll see what happens because the guys theoretically will finally get roses again. And maybe he finds someone else. Like, let's see if we can help you get your groove back. I just wish, basically, that's a very long-winded way of saying, I wish Rodney was still on my television, and he's not, and I'm upset about it.
Yeah. Poor Rodney.
Poor Rodney is right. And listen, I appreciate the women consoling Eliza, but when you know that they're talking out of both sides of their mouth,
yeah,
you know, for them to say, you know, like, oh, it's fine, you know.
Go get your man.
Yeah. No one faults you at all. And you know, in their minds, everyone's saying, that's not totally true. Yeah.
And only three people came to see if you were okay.
Like, the rest are still sobbing because of Rodney, but cool. No, you do you. Everyone knows Justin is, yeah, a fun narrator, a meme guy, not someone you dump.
It was just like funny Rodney that, like, for. Genevieve was like, go get your man. Like, she hates Justin. Like, she literally has said she does, like, strongly dislikes him. So for now her that, to be like, go get your man. Like, you deserve him. Like, all this stuff. Like,
yeah, brilliant. There are definitely strange bedfellows throughout this season, as we've seen with Genevieve and Shanae, and then Shanae and Brittany out of nowhere. Like, just, and then that's this.
Weird.
Genevieve trying to sell Justin, I guess, at that point. But so Eliza leaves. She goes to Baltimore. Knock, knock, knock on the door. What do you think is the final, because we get a to be continued. What is the final result between Eliza and Justin?
I don't know. I feel like they're probably going to give it a shot. And do I think they're together now? No.
That's where I was going.
But I don't know. I feel like for the sake of this to be continued, I think that they do give it a shot.
Yeah, I agree.
And how it goes down, I don't know, but I think they give it a shot, but I don't think they're together now.
Yeah, I'm assuming we get, you know, let's go out and see, you know, I'll take you out on the town. And then it shows them like walking down the street. And then it's like, meanwhile, back on the beach. And then we never see them again.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Then we probably never see them again. I mean, we see them, but I just don't see it.
Personally. We'll see him at the after paradise.
Yeah. I mean, we've decided to be friends. It's just not going to work, but you know, we're still really close and really support each other.
She's just going to regret Rodney for the rest of
her life. I mean, how can you not? But so we got the superstar out of the way. Mm-hmm. Now let's move to the B team because, Kate, Logan, Hayden, who I really never thought we would see again. Although I never thought
I'm not sure why we had to. But.
So, first of all, on Hayden, you knew we would hear about Rambo. Mm-hmm. And you knew that the guys on the season were just waiting to drop the dime on him. Mm-hmm. And Logan tried like four different times. Oh, no, he's cool, but he just had a really bad moment.
Yeah.
And no,
just one moment.
Well, that's a different story. He like kept leaving it out there.
Yeah.
And he'd say it again. No, but it was just the one really bad moment. Look around. Anyone? No?
No one, takers? No one's going to ask. No one's
he doesn't ask. Just want to offer it up. So he keeps waiting for some, and no one asks. And I guess give Hayden credit, and probably the only time I'll say those words. Because he did actually tell Kate what he said to Gabby, yeah, which shocked me.
Yeah. And then she was like, wait, you really said those things? And he's like, I mean, I don't know, but they said I did.
And then eventually got to, yeah, no, I did.
Yeah, I did. And it was on TV.
Yeah, as soon as he said rough around the edges, you could just see her face. Just, yep, yeah, this is over. Okay.
Yeah.
I made a great mistake.
The moment of lost interest.
Yeah, and that's saying something, because I think we all sort of feel the same way about Logan. Like, whatever, bro is just a bro. But yeah, when you have Hayden, second part of this, do you believe both parts of these questions? Hayden spent six figures on his dog, and B, has six figures to spend on his dog?
I don't think he has six figures to spend on his dog. I don't know if he did. I couldn't even tell you what any of that stuff costs.
It's expensive.
So possibly, maybe it was like some finance plan or something. I'm not sure, but I don't think he has millions and millions of dollars and he just decided to take six figures of it and put it towards his dog. I think Kate thinks he's a lot richer than he is.
Yeah, we agree there. So I've been through a situation like this before. Mm-hmm. It is very expensive. Very, but unlike him, I'm not going to say, I spent six figures. You know, yeah, it was, and it wasn't cancer. It was organ failure, but it was one of those deals where you have to do a lot to extend a little. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of those things that you can farm out. You know, you can't just have anyone do it, basically. You know, you have to go to very specific people, and you drive in a while to, you know, basically like the Dr. House of dogs. And this gets really expensive, but like a third of what he's talking about. So I don't know.
I never thought that was a lie, because I just have no idea what any of those things and procedures cost for animals. So I didn't even think that part could have been false either.
Well, so let's go to this. Let's say it's true. Let's say he had to spend $100,000 to keep his dog alive for, you know, however many months or hopefully years. Because God bless Rambo.
Which he's back on a show, so.
Yeah, and that's a whole different issue. But so, like, Hayden might be a tool, but, you know, we want the best for Rambo.
Yeah.
But let's say he did. Just because he spent $100,000 on his dog doesn't mean he has $100,000 to spend on his dog. Like, we literally live in a nation built on debt and people just spending what they don't have. So just seeing someone spend something and just assuming, oh, he's got money, I think is a very poor calculation on her account, which isn't a surprise judging on Kate's, you know, 2 weeks on
character.
Well, so that's the next point. What do you think about Kate going full cliche? And basically, I need a man to support me.
Yeah. I mean, it's on brand for her, I think. But yeah, she's just not a great person overall, I don't think. She just keeps going down further and further on the list of Bachelor Nation people, I think.
I mean, to run around and tell everybody basically that, oh, he's got money and, you know, Logan and I have a connection.
But and you can think that, but don't, I mean, first of all, don't say it out loud. Second of all, don't tell every single person like separately about that. Like, I don't think that's something.
And that it matters even more because you're 33.
Yeah.
It's great that, like, oh, if it's 24, I would go with the person that I have a better connection with. But now I'm 33. Oh, dude's got some cash. So who cares if he's adult?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Now, ultimately,
I'm tired of being the breadwinner.
Like, oh, poor you. How dare you have to earn a living and pay for things? Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
So she's the one that worked. I don't know if she still works, but she was a part of the Oppenheim group.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she worked with everyone on Selling Sunset, but she wasn't on Selling Sunset. So that right there is just telling you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
More and then, who she is.
If you're that much of a breadwinner, all you can afford is a tennis ball for Rambo. I mean, yeah. At least get him like a bark box or something.
Right?
Like, geez, a tennis ball? Kate, some breadwinner you are.
Yeah.
And I guess it's funny. I said there were 3 storylines. They're really, I guess, like 2.5, because for some reason they decided to send Danielle and Michael on a date. I'm still curious as to why we needed that in our life.
Yeah, that was pretty random.
And especially for her to spend half the date with her part-time, short-time fling for half the date, I just didn't totally understand either.
Yeah, except I do have to say I'd rather do that, because it was going in the direction as they were going to give Kate another. Because so they cut to Kate saying, I really need time to figure out the stuff with Logan. And I just, I need to tell him what I need and all this stuff. And they're like, Descartes. And I was like, we are not having another Kate date.
That's fair.
I don't think I can handle it.
That's so fair.
I would take the Michael and Danielle date.
Yes, you could give me
another Kate date.
Yeah, you can give me 10 Michael and Danielle dates before I see another Kate date. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's a fair point. I'm watching this and I keep waiting for something. Like when he says, oh, 3's a party. I'm like, oh, are they flying his kid down so they can have, you know, that meeting? Because, you know, they weren't going to get engaged until the whole family met. And then the 3rd is Wells.
Yeah. And nothing was accomplished on the date either. Like, we didn't get any more like information. He doesn't drive stick. I mean, that was really all that we got. And I mean, I guess like we got how Wells felt about Sarah and that kind of stuff, but that's not relevant to
anything. Like at all. And especially if she's not actually going to be there. Cause that was the other thing when they sat down on the beach, still awkward. I thought, oh, maybe Sarah Hyland's going to come down and they're going to have a little double date. And said, no, she's doing great. Okay, cool. So you're just sort of ex-pseudo flame is just sitting on the beach with us, having drinks after hanging out with them on the beach, having drinks all day. Cool.
But yeah, I did think Sarah was like going to walk down the steps or something.
Yeah,
and that would have been a fun date.
Absolutely. Anytime you can bring a celebrity, a real celebrity in. Absolutely. And so once it wasn't his kid, I thought, okay, well, it's not just going to be Wells there. So they're talking about his relationship with Sarah. Maybe Sarah's going to. And instead, he's just like, no, she's fine. So
it was funny because they were like trying to make it sound like Michael was like complaining that Wells was around too much. But like it didn't take off. Like I feel like he didn't care as much as they tried to make him say.
Yeah, or ask him to leave, basically, like, okay, so guess we're going to wrap this up, huh?
Yeah.
Nothing? No? So, yeah, it was weird to even include that stuff because, I mean, I think we were all feeling it because there was no real date. It was just
Yeah.
Riding on horses through town and being handed like a banana. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
It was very confusing.
Yeah.
And not literally, confused. That was basically the entire 2 hours.
It was. That was all that was accomplished. Yeah. And
there was,
I mean, we had the rose ceremony, obviously, but that was, I can't believe that it was only the fourth rose ceremony either.
And we're talking about, yeah,
more.
We're talking about the show ending in 2 weeks, and there have been four rose ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And the rose ceremony had next to no juice to it. Like, they tried to build up.
Yeah, none.
Obviously the Kate thing that we talked about, but clearly she was always leaning to Logan despite the talk about, you know, wanting the sugar daddy. And
yeah,
then the only other one was Eliza. Literally, yeah, everyone else, you know, I couldn't tell you the names, I don't think, of the twins or the Australian, but
yeah,
all of those were givens. Like, you could have just, yep. Yeah, we can, yeah, just fast forward through all those until we got to the last two.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a rose ceremony, but did we really have a rose ceremony?
Was it really like everyone just had to like say out loud who they were with?
Like, I think we've already established it.
As but if yeah, you we'll... couldn't tell the past 7 weeks.
But we'll go through the motions. And so we said goodbye to Justin for now, and hopefully for good, though. And then Hayden, so he can go back to Rambo, and Jacob, who I enjoyed Jacob.
He was fun.
That's it. We all knew Jacob was never going to be there at the end. If anything,
He was definitely not settling down. He was here for the free vacation for sure.
He was going to be the person at the end, like last time with Aaron and what's his name, James.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, peace out. We're going to go bro out. He was going to bro out with someone. It was not. It was going to be that classic.
He was never there for a relationship.
No. But, you know, we'll see a couple of those conversations in the finale. Where it's like, so this was fun, huh? Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
See you at Stagecoach. And they just, you know, both sort of go their opposite ways. And that's exactly all he was. But he was fun. And
yeah, he was fun to watch.
Was always zen.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you didn't need to be zen,
teeth.
Him being zen was funny. Like, so I will miss Jacob, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with some of the women coming down next week, I think Jacob could have been a good fit for.
Yeah.
But alas, we lose Tarzan. And
yeah,
I literally don't think there's anything else that we missed here, right?
No, there's really not.
There isn't. But I know that there was some big things outside of the show happening.
Yes. Yeah, so the biggest news was Gabby and Eric. They have split after 2 months, but as of the past few days, they said that they are trying to work through it. So they have split, but apparently are trying to fix things and see how they can salvage whatever they have, I guess. Another thing is Astrid and Kevin got married. Speaking of Bachelor in Paradise couples, they finally got married, and Serena and Grocery Store Joe got married. So they got married in, I think, just like a courthouse with like three people, and they are planning a big ceremony for next fall, but they couldn't wait to be married to each other, so they're married. Another couple announced. I'm not really going to talk about it because it's kind of a spoiler to Bachelor in Paradise, but it's everywhere, including articles. So I'm not going to mention it unless you want me to.
Go ahead. We gave people the warning.
Okay.
It's been mentioned. If we're good, we touched on the only point people want to talk about.
If you don't want to know who someone ends up with, or breaks up with.
Yeah, I'm going to find out with you. So this is great if you want to stick around, because this will be fun. This will be a good experiment.
So Victoria is now, seemingly, they did a soft launch of their relationship with Greg Grippo. And we know Greg. Greg. From Katie's season. there was speculation that they were together, and I didn't really look into it because I was like, it's kind of a spoiler and I don't like to see spoilers. But then it was all over everyone's Instagram story of them at a Bachelor Nation dinner, and they were like hugging and kissing.
Oh.
And they traveled to Italy together. They did a whole like Italy vacation. So
that's so everyone's
saying, that, oh, like, Mike Fleiss was like, oh, ratings are down. Like, let's do like post this. So now we know, so people want to tune in to see how it goes down. A lot of people were saying that. So something obviously happens with Johnny. No, obviously no one really knows. I mean, obviously she does, but she has not announced that. So I don't know if it happens in Paradise, if it happens after Paradise ends filming, if it happens after, like, on the reunion type thing. But everyone, like, it was on everyone's Instagram story. He was commenting on things, like news outlets picked it up. So it's technically a spoiler, but it's kind of hard to avoid.
And that's the thing. Listen, I'm proud to, you know, be doing this for however many years, pretty much spoiler free. And unlike some people, we give fair warnings.
Yes.
And we wait till the end. The people who like open up and be like, let's talk about this thing that no one, some people are weird like me and don't like spoilers. Yeah. So
that was your kind of spoiler. And it was at the end of
our episode. And the thing is, I'm just, what bums me out is not that I thought her and Johnny were going the distance. I think that was pretty clear. Although I've grown to like Johnny much more than I did when he was on last season of The Bachelorette.
As did I, yeah.
And I think they're cute together, but very clearly with different, they are at different places in life, which caused the weird rift they briefly had. But at the same time, Johnny was sort of coming around to, he even said it this week, like, it's sort of making me rethink things. Maybe I am at that point.
Yeah.
So this is sort of, not that, like, I didn't think they were going to get married, but Greg, of all people.
Yeah.
Oh, just
so it's funny, like, a lot of people were like, oh, like, Greg and Victoria, like, spotted in Italy. And everyone was like, you can't, you, how can you tell that's him? You can't see his face, whatever. Then there's a picture of them, like, on a train in Italy, and you can see clearly their face. And then they're both on the same flight, and people took pictures of them on a flight. And then I think after that, they were at this dinner with Serena, Joe, a couple other couples, and they just kind of like recorded themselves like kissing each other at the table. And it was kind of, everyone just was like, okay, soft launch. Like, this is, you're announcing your relationship, basically. So.
Oh. Wow. Well, that is
something. And that's what I got.
Well, that's a couple big ones. So, whew. Okay. Well, listen, we only got 2 weeks of this left. It felt like just yesterday we were months away, and we're just only a couple weeks away. So at Bachelor Podcast, if you want to yell at us about something, please do. It happens and it's fun.
Yep.
And if not,
go for it.
You can also just say nice things. That's also allowed. We have some wonderful people that check in from all over the world. And Katie, thank you so much for the insight as always.
Thank you.
We're going to see you guys next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.